What's up? Okay, on today's episode, we are going to dive into five things that you must do after a poor night's sleep if you want to protect your focus, your mood, your energy, and your productivity. Okay, so I am in the thick of the 8 months sleep regression with my youngest. So I've got three kids, mom of three. My oldest is 10, our middle is 5, and then we have our youngest, and he is just about 8 months, and he is full on in the middle of this sleep regression. So he's working to drop a nap. His naps have been kind of wonky during the day, and then at night we have just been on the struggle bus. And then our middle, and I don't know if this is because she's just sensitive to what's going on, in the house, and she's a lot more sensitive, I would say, to her environment. But she, if it hasn't been the baby waking up, it's been her waking up. And so for the past, I don't know, probably 10 days, we've just been in the thick of it. So I've been needing to apply each of these five things, a little more hardcore in my own wellness routine. And I just know that this is a topic that I, talk with women and coach women on so often that it was the perfect conversation to jump into with you today. So here's the deal. Okay, sleep is one of those things that it is a foundational pillar to your health. And when you think of really being able to like have vibrant energy from the inside out, and that's my goal. I don't know if that's your goal, but I don't want to be relying on, stimulants or another cup of coffee or anything like I want to have energy from the inside out. And then if I want to take that energy up a notch, then I can add in a little bit of coffee or add in some type of nootropic or different things like that. But ultimately, like, I want to have that energy source from within, from me, from the inside out. And I want to have focus, and I want to have creativity, and I want to be in a good mood. And I don't, I really do, like, I want to have that from the inside out. And I would bet that you do too, right? You want to feel good from the inside out and not feel like you need to just keep applying all of these band-aids to all of these different areas of your health and of your life so that you can just kind of like get through the day, like on fumes or white knuckling, because it's just not fun. And sleep is one of those things that's a foundational pillar to feeling that way from the inside out, right? So, when we think about sleep, where kind of like your baseline should be. So, and I know that this is like, I have enough of these conversations. So I know that most people, this isn't happening for them, right? And so it's kind of like looking at this and looking at, okay, what's the foundation and where do we need to start to tweak? So 7 to 9 hours. And then once you're kind of like working on getting enough sleep, then also working on making sure that you're getting good quality sleep. So I actually wear an Oura ring. I'm a sleep nerd. So all the things that are out there, I've probably tried when it comes to supplements or different hacks or routines or tracking devices. And I love, data and technology and all of those kinds of things. So I have an Oura ring. I would highly recommend it. I love it. It's one of my favorite kind of, it's a splurge for just like information, basically health information. But I love it. And I actually got it last year when I was pregnant with Truett, with our youngest. Because I wanted to do everything that I could do to set myself up to be sleeping well myself when we had a newborn again. So that's a whole other story. But I wear an Oura ring, so I know that the amount of sleep that I'm getting every night, and then I know the quality of sleep that I'm getting. So if I'm getting enough deep sleep, REM sleep, light sleep, all of the different things. So I have like, in real-time data on my sleep every single night. So when I'm saying that these five things that you need to do are going to help, protect your focus and your mood and your creativity and your productivity and all of those things, it really truly is important to come through and look at these things. And for me personally, like, I have the data to show me that yes, when I don't do this or I do this, it absolutely does affect the sleep quality that I'm getting, even if I am not getting the amount of hours. And that's really how you are going to protect your mood, your focus, your energy, your creativity, is getting the best quality sleep that you can possibly get in the amount of hours that are given to you, right? Because sometimes it just doesn't work out. Like, yes, I would love to be having a 99 sleep score right now and getting, you know, 7.5 hours and not be waking up in the middle of the night with a baby, but that's not the season of life that we're in. And my life doesn't slow down. And I would bet that you are the exact same, that your life doesn't slow down when, you know, you're in a season or things are kind of going haywire or life is doing what life does. Your life probably doesn't slow down. So you need these tools to be able to implement to help you to feel the way that you want to feel no matter what's going on. Okay, so let's dive in. So the number one thing that you need to do to protect your mood, energy, focus, and productivity after a poor night of sleep is get your booty outside and get some natural sunlight as quick as possible. So today I woke up. In the morning, I think Truett woke up at like 6:30. We got up, I pumped. I'm still exclusively pumping right now, so that's super fun. I pumped for 30 minutes and then I put him in the stroller and we went outside and went for a walk for about 15 minutes. So 10 to 15 minutes, even 5 minutes, if that's all that you can do, you just have 5 minutes to walk outside, get a little bit of natural light and fresh air. It is so powerful in helping give you a natural boost of energy because it's going to stimulate, you know, your hormones and your neurotransmitters and all of those kinds of things that's how we're designed. It's how our body is designed to work. But it also helps for getting good quality sleep the next night. Okay. So it's going to help stimulate your own natural production of melatonin so that when you lay your head down at night, you are, you know, your body is already in motion for doing the things that it needs to do for you to have that good quality sleep. You started that in the morning, right? So your sleep at night starts first thing in the morning. When you wake up, that cycle, that's kind of how our bodies function, right? We have this circadian rhythm. So get your booty outside, especially after a poor night's sleep, because you want to do everything that you can to not have a poor night's sleep multiple days in a row. Even if you aren't getting as much sleep, if you can better your sleep quality, you're going to feel better and you're going to recover faster. Okay, so getting outside, getting that natural sunlight is going to help you have better quality sleep the next night. Okay. The next thing that you need to do after a poor night's sleep is limit caffeine. Okay. And this one, I don't know if you're going to struggle with this one or not, but I can promise you that more caffeine is not going to give you more energy after a certain point. Okay. So there is a decent amount of research on this, just on kind of like what is the sweet spot for the amount of caffeine that is actually giving you a benefit with your energy and your focus. And 2 to 4 cups seems to be kind of like the right amount for most people. And then beyond that, you're not really getting more bang for your buck. So limiting caffeine and really, like, I keep it. It does not matter how tired I am. It doesn't matter what's going on. For me, I have 1 cup of coffee in the morning because it's a ritual and I love coffee and I just, like, I love that warm, you know, cup and the flavors and the tastes. And I do this whole concoction. It's like a whole thing, making kind of this like bulletproof-ish cup of coffee. And I love that. And I'm not going to stop drinking a cup of coffee, right? I'm not ever going to encourage you to do the same, but I don't have more than one, because it doesn't benefit me. Again, when I come back to, you know, dealing with insomnia, knowing that I'm a light sleeper and really getting that deep quality, restful sleep, caffeine majorly affects that. Okay. So making sure that I'm limiting caffeine, and then I'll have 1 cup in the morning, and then I have another, you know, kind of like green tea or something with maybe a small amount of caffeine later in the day, mid-afternoon. But if I'm really, really dragging and I really want to make sure to set myself up for good quality sleep that night, then I'm going to skip that even. And I'll use, if I need the energy or I need the focus, I'll use a nootropic that's stimulant free and kind of works in a different way, that it's not going to affect my sleep later on. It's not kind of like having me release cortisol and, you know, stimulating my adrenals and all of those kinds of things. So limiting caffeine. And in order to do that, like, there's so many other ways for you to give yourself a nice boost and surge of energy besides caffeine. So finding other ways to get the feeling that you're after. Okay. The third thing is to get moving. Okay. But here's the deal. I, again, have a real problem with, like, I don't have a problem with people, but I have a problem with the idea of, like, pushing past kind of what your body is telling you is a boundary, right? So, like, if you are not sleeping well, it is not good for your overall health, your overall, you know, mental health, physical health, recovery, like all of these different things, to do an intense workout. So I'm in this postpartum season right now, and my body flat out, again, I have an Oura ring, it tracks all of this data. My body does not recover very well right now because I'm not getting, number one, the quality of sleep that I would love to be getting. But also just because of what's going on with my hormones and the season that I'm in. And maybe you're in a season like that as well. And yes, I could, you know, again, drink caffeine. I could push through. I could do intense workouts, all of these things. But is that really serving me and bringing me towards, you know, the goal that I want to have, which is to have energy from the inside out and really feel amazing? And energy from the inside out comes from balanced hormones. It comes from, you know, adequate neurotransmitter production. It comes from low levels of inflammation. It comes from quality gut health. It comes from really, like, just my body functioning properly. And pushing past, if my body is signaling me, right, from lack of sleep and I'm feeling tired and I do something, whether that's take a stimulant or just, like, push through and do something that intuitively goes against what my body needs, then I'm probably doing more harm than good underneath of the surface. Okay. So moving your body, really, really important when you're not getting good sleep, right? It helps on a multitude of different levels. So going for a walk, doing some yoga, even, you know, doing like a more, lower intensity workout, lifting, you know, not heavy lifting, right? Cause you need, the recovery time to really be able to get the benefits from heavy lifting, but moving your body, so powerful and going to help so much with getting better quality sleep, the next day. And moving your body is one of those ways, like, if you want to limit caffeine, go, instead of drinking another cup of coffee, or before you drink another cup of coffee, do 10 burpees and see how you feel. Go for a 10-minute power walk and see how you feel. And more than likely, you won't even need the caffeine because you can, you know, produce and create that energy from inside just from moving your body. But doing HIIT, doing things that are higher intensity is probably not serving you, right? So just kind of like finding that balance and making sure that you are honoring your adrenals, your hormones, all of those kinds of things so that you're not more depleted and essentially like raising your cortisol, which is your stress hormone, and shoving your body even farther into that, you know, fight or flight mode. So move your body, but keep it restorative. Go for a walk, do some yoga, you know, do something that is a little more gentle and restorative after a poor night's sleep. Okay, number four is prime your immune system. So when you get poor quality sleep, one of the first, most immediate things that happens is it suppresses your immune system. Okay. So you want to make sure that you're doing the things that you can do to prime your immune system and really support your body when, if it's, whether it's one day or it's a season of getting poor quality sleep. Okay. So a couple things that you can do, there are supplements that you can use to help prime your immune system. There are different foods that you can eat that are anti-inflammatory, that are going to support your gut health, different, you know, greens powders. Like, I use a greens powder. I have a supplement that I take that helps prime my immune system, lower overall inflammation, and really support quality immune function. In this postpartum season, let me tell you, like, really doing all of the things that I can do to, again, lower inflammation, support my gut health, and prime my immune system, not stimulate it, right? We don't want to stimulate the immune system. We want to prime it, which just means to help it kind of have the resources for it to do what it needs to do. Because when we're not getting good quality sleep, or we kind of have all these other things going on, that can suppress or overstimulate our immune system. So where our immune system gets overactive, or it's not doing enough. So having tools to implement to help me to keep my immune system functioning properly, that affects so many different things. Like immune health is so much more than just, you know, whether you have a cold or don't have a cold. It's proper, you know, hormone signaling. It's proper metabolic signaling, right? So your metabolism and how your body deals with, you know, food and all of those kinds of things. It is our brain health and focus and cognition and memory and all of these different things. So priming your immune system when you get poor quality sleep, super important. So anti-inflammatory foods, I'm a huge fan of supplements in this area, because it's just one of those things where, again, like I'm busy and I don't have tons of time to be, you know, prepping and like, I don't even know, like buying all the foods. I don't even know what you would do without supplements, but I am a huge fan of supplements in this area in this season. So prime your immune system, because that's one of the things that is immediately suppressed when you're getting poor quality sleep. Okay, the last thing that you need to do to protect your mood, your focus, your energy, and your productivity, and honestly, your waistline, when you are getting poor quality sleep, is to load up on protein. Okay, so sleep has an effect on our hormones, and then our hormones have an effect on sleep, right? So it's this cycle. And, you know, it's one of these things of like, which came first, the chicken or the egg, who knows, right? But flat out, when you are getting poor quality sleep or less sleep than you really need, it has an immediate effect on your hormones. Okay, another fun thing, I told you I love data and I love information. So when I was pregnant with Truett last summer, I ordered a continuous glucose monitor from Levels. I didn't want to do the glucose test. The sugary drink makes me sick. Didn't want to do it. So I did a continuous glucose monitor for 2 weeks and tracked my glucose levels that way. So it was so fascinating to me to see like truly what happens in my body with certain foods, with stress, with lack of sleep. And one of the things that affected my glucose levels, right? So blood sugar regulation, basically more than anything, was lack of sleep. I had a couple days when I had the glucose monitor on where I think I was only getting like 6 hours, and we had something stressful happen, and my blood sugar levels were elevated. That was the most elevated that they were. Even more so than when I was like adding in the different foods, just to kind of test to see what my body did. So loading up on protein and making sure that you are, especially first thing in the day, you are like eliminating all of the things that you can eliminate that are higher sugar, higher carbohydrate, right? And you're like eating eggs for breakfast, doing a protein shake. You are getting, you know, a big salad with lots of chicken and or beef or whatever. Like you're loading up on protein to help balance your blood sugar, okay? Because that's going to have an effect on your mood, your focus. It has an effect on your sleep the next night, and your productivity and energy, all of the things. So after a poor night of sleep, loading up on protein, making sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to help keep your blood sugar stable. And then also, you know, that's going to help with the cravings that come along with poor sleep, because again, it affects your hormones. So your hunger and satiety hormones, your leptin and ghrelin, are going to be off. You're going to be craving more starchy carbs, more sugary type foods. Like your body is programmed to be that way. So it's totally normal for you to feel that and have the munchies, or just like have more of an appetite when you have had poor quality sleep. So if you know that and you know that that's coming, right, load up on protein, because that is going to be one of the ways that you are going to kind of shut down the hormone signaling or balance the hormone signaling and get your blood sugar a little bit more stable so that your appetite is under control, your mood is more stable, and you have that focus and kind of like mental stamina that you're looking for. Okay, so five simple things that you can do to help you to recover better and really guard and protect your focus, your energy, your mood, and your productivity after a poor night's sleep. I hope that you got some value out of this. If we are not already hanging out on social media, I would love to connect with you. You can find me on Instagram. That's where I hang out primarily, at The Cassie Woods. And I dropped my email in the show notes if you want to check that out. As always, if you are interested in learning a little bit more about mental wellness and what I do specifically to support my mental wellness, the mental wellness business that I've built and run, and all of the things, if you want to learn more about that, there's a couple things that you can do. Number one, there's a link in the show notes that you can go through and answer a few questions, and I will give you a customized mental wellness product recommendation. So you can kind of see what all the gut brain access support products that I love and use. If you want to learn about priming your immune system, if you want to learn about, you know, getting better quality sleep or addressing, you know, your mood from a root cause level, naturally, holistically, all of those things, fill out that questionnaire and I will send you an email with a product recommendation. Or again, let's connect on social media. Let's hang out on Instagram, send me a DM, you can send me an email, let me know you're interested and want to learn more, and we'll have a deeper conversation. So thanks for hanging out. I always value your time, and I'll talk to you soon.
Welcome to the This Is Mental Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Woods. Let's dive into today's episode.